I thank you all for your presence and participation at this Holy Mass. And it so happens it falls on the feast of Pope St. Pius X, who is known perhaps more for what he did for all of us in encouraging frequent and much earlier receiving of Holy Communion. And of course, that's absolutely important. But there are several other things that our Holy Father, in his time as Supreme Pontiff, had to face, and he did so with apostolic zeal and great courage. And perhaps the thing that to this day we feel the effects of was the battle that he continued to wage against the modernists and the effects, the savage effects of a rapidly and an aggressive secularism. We all have a good idea of what that is, but we're seeing it pretty much in every facet of our culture and our society. And sadly, as the soon-to-be Saint Pope Paul VI so prophetically said, the smoke of Satan is seeping into the church. It's sadly affecting some in the church. But that is not reason for us to be discouraged. It should fortify us in the truth that we live the truth daily with the same kind of zeal and courage St. Pius X did, and he suffered mightily for it. And we can expect no less. But all of that being said, when we listen to our Lord teach in today's gospel, on the one hand, we can understand why what he was saying was surprising and somewhat confounding, even to his own disciples and apostles. But on the other hand, we see that they came to understand that teaching in such a way that far more than their words, their actions proved the truth of what the Lord had to say. And for us, as we honor this great Pope and saint, we can't forget that his last will and testament was very simple. He lived precisely what Jesus said the true disciple is to live in this world in order to obtain heaven. He said, I was born poor, I've lived poor, and I want to die poor. He was rich in those supernatural gifts and graces, and that was his great hope, his great consolation, and his joy. And he gives us an example for us to consider in our own daily lives. Do we strive for the kind of evangelical poverty that Jesus incarnated and that this great saint and virtually every saint made part and parcel of his and her lives. Rich in the things of God, and they save their souls. May we do the same. May we invoke the heavenly intercession of Saint Pius X to assist us in our lives to be able to live the Christ-like life of true and holy poverty, and in giving the example, draw others to our Lord, as Pope Saint Pius X did in his life.